I don't know why I looked the word prosody up in a very old dictionary that I came across. I looked it up, and I was stunned by the definition. It said, the study or the science of the movement of verse. And I thought, nothing is less scientific than prosody. I mean, no two poets or prosodists can agree on it. And I was just stunned by that idiotic definition. And I was asked to write an essay on contemporary prosody for a literary magazine. And instead, I wrote this poem, which I liked so well, I didn't give it to the magazine. Because it was a magazine nobody read. Who else would ask for an essay on contemporary prosody? There was such a cat, by the way. God bless her. Olive Shalom, may she rest in heaven. A theory of prosody. When Nellie, my old pussycat, was still in her prime, she would sit behind me as I wrote. And when the line got too long, she'd reach one sudden black foreleg down and paw at the moving hand, the offensive one. The first time she drew blood, I learned it was poetic to end a line anywhere to keep her quiet. After all, many mornings she'd gotten to the chair long before I was even up. Those nights I couldn't sleep, she'd come and sit in my lap to calm me. So I figured I owed her the short cat line. She's dead now almost 9 years. And before that, there was one during which she faked attention and I faked obedience. Isn't that what it's about? Pretending there's an alert cat who leaves nothing to chance. This is a very sly little poem if you look at it. It's rhymed, it's in syllabics. It was fun writing it. By the way, I don't think that's what it's about. I don't think it's about pretending there's an alert cat who leaves nothing to chance. I just made that up. I have no idea what it's about.